أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. صدق الله العظيم. We began the discussion yesterday of the second characteristic and trait of the Ibadur Rahman, the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first being humility, the second, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا, that when the jahilun, when the ill-mannered, arrogant, speak to them, then they respond with salam. Now when we try to analyze the word salama, yesterday we discussed jahilun, people that do not realize the consequences of their deeds in this world and also in the hereafter. The word salama will be understood in two ways. One is, we are approached by somebody that is being arrogant, that is being foolish, abusive. Either we are going to engage or we are going to withdraw. If we are going to engage with the person, then we are going to engage calmly, in a manner in which we are not going to be offensive. And if we disengage, we withdraw, we need to withdraw politely. These are the two understandings that we have from the various different narrations of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Sayyiduna Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi, he used to say that the word salama here is that a person is calm when he and composed when he is approached by somebody with arrogance. He maintains his calmness, his dignity to the extent that when he responds, he is neither offensive to the person, you've offended me, but I will not offend you. And secondly, he would not break the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by using words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has disapproved of, by using words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. Now this is in actual fact a very high level of akhlaq, a very high level of character. This is what we should try to acquire. There are times when we will try and we will fail, but then we should never give up. That if we engage with someone that is arrogant, we're trying to be calm, there may be sometimes failures, laxities, we may become abusive, we may get offended and then we become offensive. But again, we should always remember that that was never the correct approach, and if needs be, we ask the person for forgiveness and we go on. Then there is another approach to qalu salama, and that is in actual fact the physical saying of the word salam. Literally, we say the word salam and we disengage, we withdraw from the person. But again, that withdrawal needs to be a very polite withdrawal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Qasas, Allah ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَقَالُوا لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ لَا نَبْتَغِي الْجَاهِلِينَ. That when these servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they hear al-laghwa, they hear absurd speech, offensive speech, then أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهَا, they turn away from it. To themselves they say, لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. In other words, there is a realization that I need to look after my deeds and you have your deeds to look after. Salamun alaikum, peace be upon you. La nabtaghil jahilin, we are not in pursuit of ignorance and the ignorant people. In other words, we need to go on with our life. So here, physically, literally, a person is going to say salam and he is going to move on in a very polite way, in a way that again is not offensive, because he wants to be ibad, he wants to be abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants to be from amongst the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he is not going to move away from this focus. So that is why, just for our understanding, the word salama here is not to say salam in a way that we become offensive to someone. Ulama have written there are different types of salam. One is the normal, the salam that we make when we greet a person, the traditional salam, cordial salam, we say assalamu alaikum, that is salam of tahiyya. In other words, we greeting the person, we making dua for the person, we saying Allahu raqibun alaik, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you safe, may Allah ta'ala keep you salamat. And in that way, that is the normal traditional greeting that we have. Then we have another greeting which is known as salam for musalama. Musalama is we disengaged with someone, there was an issue, and now we want to make up. So then we begin the conversation by saying to the person, assalamu alaikum. So that is salam to bring peace between two parties. And then we get the third salam that is being spoken about in this ayat, where we are making salam mutaraka, that we want to disengage with someone that is engaging with us in an absurd, in an arrogant manner, and that salam also will be a very polite salam and we will move on. Then when we look in the Quran Sharif, we will find the salam of Khalilullah, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, when his father said to him, La illam tantahi la arjumannaka wahjurni maliya. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam persisted with his invitation towards Allah Ta'ala, Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the father could not take it anymore, and this is always when there is a struggle between haq and batil, truth and falsehood. Falsehood will always crack first. Falsehood would always give in first. And then his father said to him that if you do not desist, then I will stone you. In other words, now there will be a physical punishment, it will be death. So, wahjurni maliya, move on, leave me, break away from me, and stay away from me forever. So at that time, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam simply said to his father, salamun alayk, that peace be upon you. So that salam that he made, it must have been a very difficult salam, that it is his father at the end of the day that does not want to accept the tawheed and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but he needed to move on. So in a very polite manner, he moved on and he disengaged. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about. Then Allah Ta'ala also speaks about in the Quran Sharif, لَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ الْحَسَنَة, good and bad are never the same. Somebody is arrogant and that person is now in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, and if we repel in a good manner, we respond in a good manner, the both will never be the same. But Allah Ta'ala says that always repel with something that is better. In other words, your response, your approach should always be something better. We find in the seerah, in the life, in the biography of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once he was being abused by a person, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu maintained his decorum, he maintained his dignity, and all Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded to the person that if you are right, then may Allah ta'ala bless you, and if I am wrong, then may Allah ta'ala forgive me. And that is what Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu's response was, but it was done in a very calm and collective manner. So now when we understand that if we want to be the real slaves and servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the important aspect is our interaction and engagement with people. One is there is always going to be humility from our side. We are never going to be arrogant to anyone, but the worst situation will always be that when others are arrogant towards us, our response to them, yes, it may be a little difficult for us, but we need to try, we need to be resolute in these issues, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then will accept us as the slaves and servants of Allah ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu alaykum.